Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. The topic that I'm so excited about here today, and by the way, at 10:30, we're going to talk about something very micro, very pertains to almost every single one of you listening, and that's the notice of assessments just came out for Fulton County and as far as tax bills, and that's happening all over the country, and you're getting an assessed value. It's really kind of the preview to what you're supposed to pay in property taxes. We've got a property tax advisor here, an attorney that does specialize in appeals, coming on at 10:30. So just hang on for that. In the meantime, I asked you a question right before the break, and that's over the past 20 years, has extreme poverty doubled, stayed the same, or has been cut in half over the last 20 years? The answer, and less than 10% of folks get this right, is that they've been cut in half. And the move out of poverty and getting out of extreme poverty around the world, it's a big move. It's not just this tiny light. It's a fairly big lifestyle change. It means you've gotten clean drinking water now. You've got some sort of transportation. It changes the kind of meals a family will eat and nutrition. It changes how people sleep. It's literally the difference between sleeping on the floor on dirt versus sleeping on some sort of actual mattress. So it's a significant shift. But less than 1 in 10 folks get this right. And it's because we have a negatively biased attitude or mindset about how the world is progressing. And it's not just here in the United States. This is globally. This is a question that's been asked in 20 different countries. And it still remains the same, that we only hear that the divide... Think about this. We only hear that the divide between rich and poor is larger than ever. Think about this. Inequality. The focus, though, and think about, and you hear this during the election, the income gap, the inequality gap, it's gotten bigger and greater than ever. The focus is on a negative word. Inequality, right? Or unequal. It's bad. It's a negative word. And I'm actually not even disputing these numbers. Yes, there's a lot of income inequality around the world. And these numbers by the way, the numbers that I'm stating here are all from the International Monetary Fund, right? So this is real research. But it doesn't mean that the world as a whole is getting worse. Yes, we have very wealth. We have the very wealthy continued their climb at an accelerated pace. Well, the answer, yeah. They have. Most of that has to do with math, by the way. This is the math of compounding numbers. And you probably, I don't think I've ever used this example before, but the rich, to some extent, get richer, because if you're a billionaire and you're an investor and markets go up by 30%, now you've just made $300 million, right? So it's, yes, the rich get richer, and that's created an even greater, let's call it, divide. But part of that is just the fact of, it's really compounding. It's math. And the Indian rice example, have you heard this before as I'm walking through this? This is a fable or a legend. On a 64 square chessboard, you start in one corner and with one grain of rice. This was a bet between a king and someone else in India. But here's how it worked. The bet was, I will owe you... just the amount of rice that it takes to double from square to square on a chessboard. It doesn't seem right out of the gate that it could add up to all that much rice, right? So you put one grain of rice on the first square, and then the next one you put 2 grains of rice, and the next square it's 4, and the next square it's 8 grains of rice, and then it's 16, right? And then it's, again, 32. By square 40 on a chessboard, you're at 1 billion grains of rice. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to even fathom this. At square 64 on a chessboard, you are at 18 quintillion grains of rice. A trillion, by the way, just some quick math, is 12 zeros. A quadrillion is 15 zeros, and a quintillion is 18 zeros. So 18 quintillion grains of rice is 210 billion tons of rice. It allegedly would cover the entire country of India with a meter thick of rice. That's how much we're talking about. Anyway, back to the story. Thinking about how we perceive the world and how the world versus how the world really is. Are things getting worse or are they getting better? This comment, though, things are getting worse. Here's another study. In 30 different countries, over 50% of everyone asked, and this includes Russia, the United States, the UK, Italy, France, over 50% of folks say the world is getting worse. Getting worse wins when asked that question. Now, let me give you some statistics. So most people, in some countries, the vast majority of people, if you were to ask them a question, we're getting better or we're getting worse, most people think the world's just getting worse. But let's talk about what's really happening in the world. All right, crime. I think this is a good way to where to start. Gallup poll, 1990, asked, is there more crime today than there used to be? Answers range from 70 to 85% of people. And this goes all the way back to 1990 until, let's call it, last year. 70 to 85% of all people say that there is more crime happening today than there used to be. The vast majority of people, for the better part of the last 30 years, say it's getting worse. So we think as a population here in the United States, crime's getting worse. Yet from 1990 until today, crimes reported in the United States have gone from about 14.5 million crimes reported per year to under 9.5 million crimes reported per year. 5 million less crimes a year. Yet most people say, hey, it's getting worse. Crime's getting worse. So it's a misperception about how bad the direction of the world. Clean water, 1980, 58% of folks had access to clean water. That's not that long ago. 1980 was not that long ago. Today, almost 90% of the planet has access to clean water. Less than 40 years ago, almost half did not. Today, plane crash deaths. These are just a bunch of statistics here. Per 10 billion passenger miles. If you go back to the 1930s, we averaged 2,100 deaths per 10 billion passenger miles. Back in the decade of the 1930s, today, one per 10 billion passenger miles. One death per 10 billion passenger miles. Getting worse or getting better? Clearly, getting safer, getting better. Number of nuclear warheads. Now, you may scream at me on this and throw something at the radio. 1986, 64,000 nuclear warheads. Today, 15,000. Yes, I know, it only takes a few. But the direction here is a good one. How about deaths from disasters, both natural and technological? And by the way, there's a fascinating group, the Center for Research on Epidemiology and Disasters, called CRED, I guess it's CRED. It's an international database that keeps track of every single disaster around the world. In the 1930s, around the world, there were almost a million deaths per year, 971,000 deaths per year on average from disasters. And those are, again, natural disasters and technological disasters. That has dropped 92% as of today. Now there's 72,000 deaths per year on average. And this is everything from earthquakes and landslides and tsunamis, anything that is natural, even biological. Malaria is an example. They even count asteroids coming through and killing people. Locusts. And then anything technological would be kind of man-made. So gas leak, fire, explosion, airplanes, rail crashes, building collapses. So anything bad that's happened, we used to lose a million people a year to these. Today, 72,000 per on average. So this is a list of changes, and I think it's a spectacular list of changes to the good. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And over the course of this next year, I'll continue to share some of this data. But I'm talk about this simply to show how the world is changing, yet our perception is it's not getting better. And it's a part of this because these are slow changes. They're methodical. You don't notice these, but they're happening. Mobile phones, this would make sense. 1980, 0.0003% of people had one. Today, 65% of the globe has a mobile phone. The internet, 1980, 0% of people had them. Today, 48% of the globe has the internet. Immunizations, 22% in 1980. Today, 88% in 2016. Hunger, 1970, 28% of the planet was malnourished. Today, only 11% of the planet is malnourished. Extreme poverty. This is the question I started with earlier today to you. Adjusted, and this is adjusted for inflation. And extreme poverty, by the way, means less than $2 a day. This is families living on less than $2 a day. In the year 1800, and I know that's a long time ago, 85% of the world lived in extreme poverty. In 1966, things were better. 50% of the world lived in extreme poverty. Today, 9% of the world lives in extreme poverty. And a long way to go, right? But things have been getting better and better and better. Yeah, 1966, half of the world lived in extreme poverty. Today, less than 10%. The bottom line here is there is power in understanding what's really happening from a factual perspective. The facts of what's happening around the world. Demographics determine the tide of the economy. The world has over 7.5 billion people today. By the year 2100, we're going to have 11 billion people. The makeup of our population will shift as well. There are going to be less children, by the way, as a percentage, and more working adults as we head into the year 2045. So let's call it another 30, 40 years from now. But we also can't be blinded by the fact and our instinct to protect ourselves, we can't be blinded by expecting bad news or things are getting worse. It's a very expensive attitude, and a very expensive outlook in a world that is clearly getting better. We're going to continue with this. Remember, at 10:30, stay tuned. We're talking property tax values and your bill and what that means for you, how you can potentially appeal it when Money Matters returns. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. More Money Matters straight ahead. News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
To Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Wes Moss here. Stay tuned. 10:30 coming up. Property values that you may or may not have been hit with an increase in the last very recently. And if you haven't, you can go online right now in Fulton County and you can see your notice of assessment, what the bill is going to look like. Now, you've got time to appeal that. And that's exactly why we're going to have Hap Richardson on here this morning at 10:30 as an attorney specializing in property tax appeals to talk through a topic that gets people's blood boiling. And this is a heavy, heavy topic because it's a big bill. And when you see an increase on a big bill of 30%, it can hurt. It can really hurt, and it can hit your budget. And we need to discuss it and potentially how to make it better, save if you can appeal it and save a couple hundred dollars, a couple thousand dollars. It's a big deal. But and so that's at 10:30. But wrapping up this is a concept that we've talked about many times, whether it's just politically, whether it's economically, or just about a global view. We very often have maybe it's a protective bias that things could get worse and things are going to get worse. And so we protect ourselves from doing so. You know exactly what would have happened. You know exactly what would have happened if you missed out on the U.S. stock market over the last nine years. It's been a more than 200% move higher in an arguably very scary world. In the end, though, your biggest mistake would have been blind to the fundamental progress before our very eyes. So don't let this happen over the next decade or the next year or the next 3 years. And we'll continue to make...
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. All right, I know you're on the edge of your seat because we're here to talk about what could be one of the biggest bills you pay all year, whether you live in Fulton County or counties all around the state of Georgia and all over America. Your real estate property taxes can be enormous. If you look at what a chart of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, you can see that starting about last year, we hit the same levels we did pre-recession, and now we've moved higher, whether it's nationally or even the 20-city index, which is even has moved up even further. We know property taxes have recovered tremendously since really about 2012, and they started to go back up. Hap Richardson joins me here today, attorney, a longtime friend, and helped me and many of our families I work with try to appeal their property taxes when they get to these insane values. And so Hap has specialized in this for a very long time. Well, first time on Money Matters. Hap, welcome to the show.
Wes, thanks for having me. This is really fun for me. I've been listening to this station for a long time. It's fun to see how the magic happens.
I would say, yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you here in the studio on a Sunday morning. So let's get right to it. The kind of the what happened last year with Fulton County, again, largest county population-wise in the state of Georgia.
By far.
But what happened with appraisals last year? What was the big ruckus on property values?
In general, the Georgia system starts with the county appraiser sending out a notice of assessment to every piece of real estate in the county. And that is an estimate of what your tax bill is going to be in the fall. And when those went out last May, they dramatically increased, and it was kind of the perfect storm in that, like you mentioned, real estate values had increased. The social media element of the neighborhoods started to go wild with...
like neighborhood next door. I was talking to you earlier, just a couple weeks ago when the assessments came out, there were 100 messages on Nextdoor that just said, hey, this is crazy. My tax bill, my assessment went up dramatically. And this again happened in 2017. And what ultimately, you were down at the courthouse for this, right?
Yeah, the Fulton County appraisers did not hide. They had over a dozen public meetings, and I went to them all over town, and they faced the tough questions. And the bottom line was that they had to catch up because... And they admit this, that the property values in Fulton County didn't keep up on the tax value with the current year fair market value, which is what the law says the notice is supposed to be. And that's why people were so upset, because I have family that's lived here for generations, and they tell me the tax values are lower than the market value. They just are. They always have been, and that's the way it's supposed to be, but that's not what the law says.
Mm-hmm. And that so what, and then ultimately they froze values, what, from 2017?
They rolled them back to the 2016 values as
2016, okay.
A temporary solution, and they did the best they could. People were really upset, and it is some people had to move or sell their house because of these bills. So it is a serious matter.
Yeah, so it doesn't really, it's not just families with $2 and $3 million houses that with these massive property tax bills.
They were upset too.
Okay, but it's also people with houses that are worth $50,000, right?
All over town, everywhere. People, this is one of the biggest bills you pay all year, and so it affects everyone. And I always tell people that there is a system to the way this is done, and the county appraisers try to get these values accurate. And this is not a political issue. Democrats hate property taxes as much as Republicans hate property taxes.
Well, I love your motto as an attorney, which is don't pay more than your fair share. And that's getting us to this point, which is what do you do? So how does the appeal process work, and how different is how does it work? So I get a notice of assessment that, let's say you live in Fulton County, or it doesn't matter, Cobb County, all over the state of Georgia, and you feel like your property value jumped too much too quickly. What can you do?
This is state law, so every county follows the same basic principles. And they send out these notices in the spring, and it has the current year fair market value, and it has last year's fair market value, and then it has an estimate of what your tax bill will be in the fall based on last year's millage rate. So that's an important point that people get confused. This is not your bill. You do not have to send in money, and the amount could drastically change when the millage rates are set for this year. But if you disagree with the fair market value, then you can file an appeal. And in the upper right-hand corner of every county's notice of assessment, there is a deadline. And for example, in Fulton County, the deadline is July 6th this year. For Cobb County commercial properties, the deadline is actually Monday, June 4th. So every county has a different deadline, and it's based on when the notices go out. But the goal of what I do is to try to reduce your property tax bill, but the argument is about the county's opinion of the fair market value.
So in Fulton County, you've got about 5 weeks before you need to If you file want to appeal, do you have to file it with before July
6th?
All right, and again, you don't get anything in the mail because I don't know if I.
You can file it online. You can mail it in, or you can hand deliver it to the county assessor's office.
But for those folks listening who haven't gotten that value, do they send it in the mail, or do you have to go on to their website to find it out?
They send a notice to every piece of real estate in the county, commercial, residential, industrial, but they send it to the address they have on file. Right. You can find it. Every county has a tax assessor's website. So cobbassessor.org, fultonassessor.org has the values with a copy of your notice of assessment.
So if you haven't seen it in the mail, you can just go to these websites and look up your property address and find out what it looks like, or probably a pretty darn good estimate of what your bill is going to be in the fall.
Yes.
So you look at it, you say, I don't like it. Then you have the opportunity to go appeal. Now, do you get in? This is a question I've gotten before. I think that when you're dealing with the city government or the county government, if you go down there and appeal it, is there anything punitive? They look at you and say, like, you're a troublemaker. We're going to make it even worse for you. Is that an issue for people?
I get that question more in the rural counties that are smaller. People know the tax assessor and they feel like he's going to be mad at me. I'm going to get a speeding ticket every time I leave my house. No.
Yeah.
The county appraisers, they really try to get these values correct. So they view the appeals process as an important step in making sure that the values are correct.
So they welcome the process.
And they will. If you go online and they have a property ID card about each property and you find errors, they will fix these errors and correct your bill. They want you to reach out to them.
Yeah.
And another important point is when you file the appeal, eventually you will sit down in a conference room with the county appraiser and a three-person panel called the Board of Equalization, and the county appraiser will say, we think, Mr. Moss, your house is worth, you probably live in a big house, your house is worth $300,000, and here's why. It's based on these comparable sales. It's based on the assessment of similar properties around you. Then you have a chance to say, Mr. Appraiser, it's not worth $300,000. My wife really wants to update the kitchen, but we haven't updated the kitchen in 20 years.
We think it's worth $250,000. Right. Okay. Now, again, so obviously you can do this on your own. I have Hap here in the studio because this is something that he specialized in for a lot of years. His website is haprichardson.com, which is just haprichardson.com. And there's a kind of a cool video right in the beginning there about don't pay more than your fair share. So Hap, let me ask you this. Let's say you get, how often, and I don't know, maybe this is a question, you as an attorney that does this for a living versus somebody who goes out and you were to do it on your own, as a homeowner, how often is the appeal process successful? How often does it help in lowering your bill?
You really have to look at the value that the county puts on your house and then go look at that county ID card about your property. This is specific to each property, and they do try to get these correct. So,
well, even though, I had a friend of mine yesterday, we're talking about this, and this is, let's call it somewhere over in Brookhaven. It was a big jump. Let's call it like a 30% jump, which is kind of, it stings. But it was kind of the exact jump, I think, for the most of that whole neighborhood. Now, it may not have been 10,000 houses, but maybe several hundred. So we do see that, right, where they'll kind of blanket the whole neighborhood with a certain amount.
So they don't blanket anyone. They're not targeting anyone. Mm-hmm. What they do is called a mass appraisal system. So that means they base their valuations on overall sale prices, overall price per square foot, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms. Do you have a finished basement? Do you have a swimming pool? How big is your backyard? They really look at each specific property, but that's also why entire neighborhoods will see increases, because the value of your house is dependent upon what your neighbor's house sells for, to a point.
To a point. So again, let's get back to what's the success rate? How often? I know that it's obviously case by case, but let's say for you, for example, you take on, let's say out of 100 cases, how often are they, how what would you like to see as a percentage that gets maybe rolled back a little bit? And then how often is it significant?
So the way I approach these is I talk to every person for 10 or 15 minutes about their specific property before I sign them up. So I look for the cases that have an argument. For example, a lot of people see a huge jump the year after they purchase the property. And it may be because they just bought a house off Howell Mill Road and the previous year value was based on the small house that was built in 1955, and they just built a house brand new and paid $800,000 for it, and the tax assessment jumped from $300 to $800. So it's a tough argument. The county appraiser brings one sheet of paper that says you bought it last year for $800, and yes, it's a huge increase, but it's based on what you paid for it. But
so those are tougher to appeal.
Those are tougher to appeal, but there are arguments you can make, and some of my biggest reductions have been based on that sale price rule because you also get the benefit of your bargain. So if I had a client who bought a house at a foreclosure auction for $800,000, the county had it appraised the previous year at over $3 million. So the law says for 1 year, you get the benefit of the sales price.
Oh, okay. So even if it is a sales price issue, it's not your fault that you got it at a bargain, or at least that's the argument you're making.
So the law says it has to be an arm's length transaction. So Wes Moss cannot buy it from Wes Moss Jr.
Right. For a dollar.
Well, you'd probably give Wes Moss Jr. a
maybe
tougher.
Maybe a dollar? Yeah, I'd make it tough for Wes Moss Jr.
You want him to earn it.
I've got enough juniors that we could make it. I don't want to make it too easy for these kids. So, all right, so we've got to run to a break here with Hap, but again, this is a fascinating process here, and I know you got to file the appeal, as Hap said before, at least in Fulton, before the July holiday, so July 6th. Number one, number two, you've just got to get the appeal filed, and then you've got the remainder of the year until the fall, let's say, to go and lobby and make your case in order to do this. And of course, this is a big part of what Hap does for his practice. So if you want to find Hap, easy to do so at haprichardson.com, H-A-P, haprichardson.com, and you can find him through that as well. We got to run to quick news, weather, traffic. We're talking property taxes here, maybe arguably one of the top three biggest bills you have to pay in any given year. When Money Matters returns, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here in the studio with me as we wrap up the very specific to you issue of property taxes. And obviously, it's going to impact all of us in different ways, whether we get an increase or not. Notices of assessment came out recently for Fulton County. Hap, did it cut? Is it about the same with a lot of the counties in Georgia?
Gwinnett County is the first. They came out around the 1st of April. DeKalb County just recently came out today or yesterday.
And if you don't get it in the mail, you can go online and find out what your assessment is. And again, so Hap Richardson here, who's an attorney and specializing in property tax appeals for Fulton and a lot of other counties, when do you have to file the appeal by?
The deadline is in upper right-hand corner of your notice. Fulton is July the 6th, but please double, triple check that notice of assessment.
Obviously, it can be different for every county. So not all the work needs to be done by then. Of course, once you file, then you've got several months in order to make your case. So Hap, listen, man, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate this. I think it's really helpful to our audience.
That was really fun. And Wes is the real deal. Him and Ryan are in the breaks discussing the callers and crunching numbers. It was cool to watch.
Yeah, it's fun. So thanks for being with us, Hap. And you can find Hap at haprichardson.com, H-A-P, Hap, and then richardson.com if you want to talk with him about your own property value. And maybe you got a bill that or assessed value that went up 50% or 100%. And you're nervous. Wait a minute. This is a giant increase. It could lead to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in additional property taxes. And you feel it may not be correct. You have the right to appeal it. And if you don't want to do it yourself, you can hire different law firms around the state to do so. Obviously, Hap is one of them. I've known him for the better part of a decade, and you can find him at haprichardson.com. With that, we've got a WSB McDonald's week. I still said McDonald's. It's not. It's just a WSB weekend prize pack. Ryan Ely, what do we have, my friend?
The WSB Weekend Prize Pack is a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train on June 20th at Infinite Energy Arena, produced by Live Nation Caller Number 3. The tickets are yours.
The number for the prize line, 404-741-0750, again, 404-741-0750. Today, we talked about, couldn't be a larger divide between the two topics we talked about today. Yes, we just finished up about something that's so specific and micro to you and your own home, and that's your property taxes. The bigger picture we talked about today, or the other side of the equation or continuum, we talked about the world, global demographic and economic trends, and how so often it's documented that we have this negative bias or misperception of how bad the world is currently, and the fact that it's getting worse, and chalk that up to the media. These trends have been going on for many, many years, long before the 24-hour news cycle. Arguably today, it's even harder to have a positive outlook on the world because we see in front of us constantly that something bad's happening and that it's going to get even worse. And the reality here is that the world has been getting significantly better in so many ways over the last couple of several decades. Obviously, the rate of poverty has come down, immunizations have gone up, the level of crime has come down. And economically, the world is a better, more productive place. It doesn't always feel that way. But the numbers and facts on this don't lie. And the thought of missing out on prosperity is a lesson that investors need to just try to remember. You missed out on the last 9 years in markets. You missed a 200% plus run. Don't let that happen again over the next year or 3 years or 5 years or decade. Stay in tune with what's really happening as opposed to what you feel like might be happening. Thanks so much for being with us here today. I think it's so much fun here on Sunday mornings with you, taking calls, questions. It's one of our favorite times about the week. Ryan, Ely, and I love to do so. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, again, we're right here in the Atlanta area. Find us at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. There's a contact button upper right-hand corner that comes straight to me and the Money Matters team. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, a profitable day. Stay tuned to the best programming on the planet right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.